This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States is backing out of a global arms trade treaty. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports, Trump made the announcement during a speech to the gun rights group, the National Rifle Association.
The treaty regulates international trade in conventional weapons and has been waiting Senate ratification since President Obama signed it in 2013.
We're taking our signature back.
President Trump making the announcement during a speech to the NRA, which says the treaty threatens the Second Amendment. He says Democrats threaten it as well.
You let these maniacs get into office, they will take that right away.
Urging NRA members to vote Republican. The group was key to his 2016 election, but has been limping toward 2020, divided and diminished. Sagar Mirghani at the White House.
The president's speech came after a U.S. federal judge sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the NRA. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A good report on U.S. economic growth helped push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing in positive territory. The Commerce Department reported Friday the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.2% annual rate in the first quarter. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena said on Friday that police are looking for more than 140 people believed to have links with the Islamic State group over the Easter Sunday attacks on churches and hotels that left 253 people dead. A Sri Lankan military spokesman says soldiers exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in Sri Lanka's eastern province. Authorities found a stockpile of explosives and other raw materials used to manufacture bombs. Police also seized clothing and flags linked to the Islamic State group, gel ignite sticks, 100,000 ball bearings, drones, and at least one suicide vest during the raid. Officials say local militants with ties to the Islamic State group conducted the series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and luxury hotels in and around Colombo and in the seaside village of Batacaloa. Cyclone Kenneth smashed into northern Mozambique, leaving at least one person dead on Friday, barely a month after a superstorm hit the center of the country, devastating the area and leaving hundreds dead. Kenneth descended on Mozambique just weeks after the country was hit by Cyclone Idai, which the UN labeled as one of the deadliest storms on record in the southern hemisphere. Jens Laerke is a UN spokesman.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
Officials have warned that Kenneth could be even more devastating than Idai as it targets an area not used to such storms. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he doesn't think he mistreated Anita Hill in 1991, though he has said publicly he regrets how she was treated. During an interview on ABC's The View Friday, the former vice president said he didn't think he treated Hill badly during a discussion about his role as Senate Judiciary Chairman during the contentious confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
If you go back and look what I said and didn't say, I don't think I treated her badly. I took on her opposition, what I couldn't figure out how to do, and we still haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
How do you stop people from asking inflammatory questions?
Biden's campaign has said the former vice president spoke to Hill in the days preceding his presidential campaign announcement Thursday. Also Friday, Biden's campaign announced that he raised $6.3 million in the first 24 hours, providing a stronger showing than any of his Democratic rivals. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.